man, we are so close to the weekend. All these great college football games, Auburn, Baylor, Georgia Tech, Colorado tonight. And then we get those three top 10 matchups over the next 2 days, TCU, UNC on Monday. We hope everybody has a fantastic holiday. We're watching a boatload of college football. Going to be awesome. Following us, coming up next, BetMGM tonight. With the bald freak, Brad Evans, who joins us now. Ryan Horvath, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Brad, how are we on this Friday, college football week one, when the Illini are in action?
I-L-L! I ain't scared of no 45.5 spread. Illinois by roughly 10 billion.
There we go. Illinois by 10 billion. I absolutely love it. Brad, before we get some bets from you, find out what's coming up on the show tonight. How was the show last night with Packer fan Ryan Horvath breaking down the Micah Parsons trade? What was that like?
It was absolutely bananas. He had many wardrobe changes. He was like Taylor Swift on tour with the Aero show. I mean, it was ridiculous. Like, I felt like I was Travis Kelce, and boy, was I turned on in myriad ways with the various outfits that he was putting on his upper half. And he was, a guy that converted from being a Bears fan. An honorary Bears fan, which I always found strange, but he feels the Bears are going to be the bee's knees this season, and he's been betting the over on everything, Chicago, and I absolutely love him for that. And he's like, nah, I'm going to go back to my true first love. Go, Packers, go. Playing the fight song, talking all kinds of hell fight smack throughout the entire show. Look, it's a big deal. And honestly, I'm actually excited for it. I think the NFC North is going to be cannibalization at its finest. Going to be rock and sock and robots. A lot of people jumping on the bandwagon of the Packers right now. I think they're plus 165 at BetMGM to take the NFC North. I think it's going to be a highly competitive, ultra-competitive division. But why I really cared is I have a lot of stock in Dak Prescott and fantasy football. And I think it is a glorious development, gentlemen, because this just in, the Dallas Cowboys are down 20-0 in every single stinking game this year. Throw, Dak, throw.
Yeah, there's going to be some high-scoring games. Dallas is going to be in some shootouts this year. And listen, you got a couple of really good weapons there on the outside. I don't know if it was you. It might have been another fantasy expert talking about Dak's alt passing yards prop this year. I mean, that those are the residual things like right, Brad? Like, we saw the Packers number obviously move considerably. We saw the Cowboys number move considerably in the other direction, but the residual effects of the Micah Parsons trade that maybe hasn't hit the market yet, Dak Prescott scoring a lot of points and throwing a lot of yards, feels like a pretty decent bet.
Yeah, 4,500 plus pass yards at significant plus juice. I don't know what the specific number is last checked, but I do know the last checked digit at 30 plus passing touchdowns was, get ready for this. You might want to hold on to something. And I recommend your belt because your pants might just drop. Plus 160, gentlemen, for him to throw 30 passing touchdowns. Remember, he did that. He set the NFL pace 2 years ago with 36, and I was saying he was going to get there even before this trade. So the odds, I think, have increased, maybe not exponentially, but they've definitely increased in my favor that is going to come through. Of course, a menacing, sinister injury imp always lurks, and hopefully the imp is not going to be snacking on his lower appendages like it did last year. But if he plays even, I don't know, 15, 16 games this year, he can miss a game or two. I still think Dak Prescott is going to throw 30 touchdown bombs, especially with CeeDee Lamb and also George Pickens, who I think they're going to make beautiful music on the field this year. So that is one bet I've already locked and loaded. I grabbed it at 2-1 earlier this summer. And again, you're right, it hasn't moved yet. It's still plus 160 right now at BetMGM. So take advantage.
I love that. Love it. Absolutely love that. Brad, what do we have coming up on the show on this Friday night?
We got another four-pack of college football week one games going to break down. You guys know that Ryan Horvath is an expert in all things college football, an aficionado, if you will. So we're going to go into the bag, and it's got to be kind of a myriad, a buffet of random selections. Some of the bigger spread games we haven't covered yet because we've already covered the marquee matchups. Of course, going to be sweating out all the action tonight, including the must-see Western Illinois and Illinois game, 45.5. There's some side bets going on. and we're going to be live wagering on that affair as well. I'm personally on Baylor tonight. I grabbed a +2 this morning at BetMGM. We're going to see if that one comes to fruition. We'll be talking some fantasy football. And guys, making its triumphant return. Oh, I'm so giddy about this segment. Predict the prop. We're not doing it for just one segment, but two. Week one of the NFL. There are hundreds of props already available in the player market at BetMGM. We're going to cover, I don't know, at least 10,000 of them tonight. So can't wait to talk a little fantasy football mixed in with some sports betting. The ultimate hybrid show. That's us at BetMGM tonight.
Absolutely love it. 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. Brad Evans, Ryan Horvath. Make sure you guys stick around for that. Can't wait. Brad, good luck to your Illini tonight. Hope they cover the spread and enjoy the rest of week one, my friend.
I-L-L! Just give Luke Altmaier the Heisman now. Peace.
There you go, Luke Altmaier. We had Tom Casale on earlier in the show. Big thanks to him for coming on. He said maybe Illinois was a team to keep an eye out for in the Big Ten, like their schedule. Also, thank you to our guys behind the scenes. As always, Kenny doing a great job at Chicago, running the board. Tyler Morales, our executive producer today. And as always, our guy Mike Brown doing a great job as our video producer. Kenny, let's drop the dope-ass beat, though, pay the bills, and get to some reads and tell you guys about the Big Fly Fridays. Mike, the king of the big swing, is making the best day of the week even sweeter. Here's how you can knock a bomb of a bonus bet into your account on Fridays throughout the season. Place your first home run wager, bet of the day, and if your player has the longest home run of the day, you'll win a share of $100,000 in bonus bets. No opt-in necessary. Just apply your Big Fly Fridays token, drop it into your account. Sportsbook foreign in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Make it legendary. All right, Jared Smith, before we get out of here, man, let's get into all of our best bets week one of college football. Real quick, anything for you, WNBA, Major League Baseball, anything that you like in those sports tonight?
No W, but I'll give you some props in Major League Baseball. Now, to be fair, I have not done extensive research on these. I have been given a bunch of these by people I trust because my brain is so in football mode. I just said, hey, what do you want tonight? All right, I like your stuff. You've been good this year, so this is what I'm on. Jonah Tong making his Major League debut tonight for the New York Mets. That isn't a fun one. I did bet over 5.5 strikeouts for him. Over 5.5 strikeouts for Christian Javier. Astros against the Orioles tonight. Interesting game there. Peyton Toll, youngster pitcher for the Red Sox. I'm going under 2.5 earned runs on his prop tonight. And Zach Littell pitching for the Reds. I'm going to go over 15.5 outs for Mr. Littell.
Outstanding. All right, I'm in football mode, so no MLB for me. No WNBA for me. We're just focusing on the college slate. A couple picks that I like for tonight. Give me Charlotte +3.5 against App State. Big advantage at the coaching position. You have Tim Albin coming over from Ohio. He won the MAC conference last year. Very good coach. Did a really good job in the transfer portal this year. And Dowell Loggins is going to take over as the head coach for App State. He was the offensive coordinator for South Carolina, but he doesn't have any head coaching experience at this level. So for game number one, I'm getting a guy who just won a conference championship in the MAC versus a guy who's never been a head coach before. He's a home underdog. And I think he might have the better roster in this game with the transfer portal that they had. Charlotte's been getting steamed down 5.5 all the way down to 3 now at BetMGM. I take some money line too. Give me the 49ers +3.5 money line against Appalachian State. I also like Auburn tonight on the money line -115 against Baylor. Should be a terrific game. Baylor's been getting steamed down during the show. I think Auburn's better. I think Jackson Arnold's a big upgrade from what they had with Peyton Thorne last year. I think Baylor wins the Big 12. I'm a big Baylor guy this year, just not tonight. Give me Auburn on the money line and the under in Georgia Tech, Colorado, under 51.5. That's now at 50.5. Think it's going to be a similar game to what we saw at Nebraska and Cincinnati last night. Think a lower scoring game. I'll take the under there. Jared Smith, what do you got for tonight in college football?
I'm laying it with UNLV. It's down 8.5 now. How about that? Still continues to see Sam Houston State money in the market. This was a 13.5 point spread a few days ago, and now we're down to 8.5 now, laying $1.15 at BetMGM. So I think that UNLV, I love the spot for them. I hate the spot for Sam Houston. UNLV coming off of a tough win where they should have won by a lot. They barely beat Idaho State. Their defense looked bad, dealing with some inconsistencies in the secondary. But now you get Sam Houston State off of a really weird situational spot against an air raid offense in Western Kentucky where their secondary got shredded. Now they have to come back and prepare for a ground and pound attack with UNLV, with Thomas and their dual option quarterback Orji and Calandria kind of splitting time there. I think it'll be more Calandria than Orji, but both guys can hurt you with their legs, and Jet Thomas is one of the best backs that you probably haven't heard of in the country, but you might hear of him tonight because it's going to be pretty much a standalone game, late night Sam Houston State, and also it's not a home game for Sam Houston. This game is going to be played at an MLS stadium outside of campus, about 70 miles, so not a home environment for Sam Houston State tonight. I like the under vibe that you were giving me. Kennesaw State Wake, I went under 10.5 in the first quarter. I did the same for Georgia Tech and Colorado, and I did the same for Western Michigan and Michigan State. I think we've seen a lot of these teams start off really slow. We saw it last night. Unders are the vibe this early in the season before we see a lot of these teams kind of get their sea legs. Love your look with Charlotte. I think at 3, it's not a great bet, but I do think your handicap on the 49ers is really sound. And if you can put Charlotte in your contest pick'em pools this week at a stale number, I think that is one that not a lot of other people are going to pick up on because of the fact that it's two mid-major teams and Charlotte's kind of really off the radar. So love that spot. Auburn-Baylor, I took 2.5 with Baylor early in the process. At the number we are currently at, tough to bet the Bears. And I think Auburn might be the play, the fact that we're kind of getting a discounted price on the Tigers.
Very good. Real quick for Saturday, 5 favorite plays, Sunday and Monday as well. LSU +4, Virginia Tech +7.5. How about USC? I laid the 35.5 with them against Missouri State. Bama -7 in the first half, and TCU, UNC under 56.5. Jared, real quick, your favorite plays over the weekend.
Toledo +10, Kentucky stinks. Laying a big number with Georgia. I think Texas wins, but I hate the price. I'll still bet it, though. And I think Arizona, really bad spot for Hawaii coming back from the islands. I think Arizona wins big.
There you go. PJ Glasser, Jared Smith, You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. BetMGM tonight coming up next. We made it, you guys. Week 1 is here. First Saturday of the season, college football with all those games. 3 top 10 matchups. We'll see you Monday.